It's a True Faith Mastery podcast. You've got Mickey and Si joining you today. We're in the Magpie Club, Si, one of the hospitality suites at Newcastle. Personal thing about me, I turned vegan early last year, and suspected the absolute worst from Newcastle, as we always do in every respect. And actually, they've delivered fairly well today. They've got plenty of options. So they're extremely helpful. The lady that came across and showed me the menu with all the allergy information, what have you, was excellent. So hats off for them, you know, credit where it's due. We don't give them much ever, but they've got that right today. We're here for Rochdale at home, FA Cup replay in the third round, third round replay. which we could massively do without, considering our entire team's injured. But here we are, Si. What's your thoughts on today?
A few things, but firstly, I've worked out why we never spend any money on players, because the staffing in this hospitality suite is literally one-to-one. Yeah. There's a staff for every person here, and the food and stuff is spectacular. So if there's one thing that Newcastle are doing and not skipping on, is the hospitality. I got the metro in at about 6 o'clock, Mickey, and I was standing at the platform regretting my decision to come to this game, in spite of the hospitality. Obviously, it's brilliant. It's really nice to be able to do this, but I just thought, can I really be like that? That's how far it's come. I was like, can I be asked to go and watch Steve Bruce's Newcastle? Alas, I'm glad to be here now. The weather's eased off, so it wasn't as bad by the time I got into town. The other thing I noticed was on the metro, no one else on the metro. It was dead. I had a block of four seats to myself. Could have put my feet up, I didn't.
You better not have.
When I met you at Haymarket, it didn't feel like a match day, did it? Like less than 2 hours before kickoff. No one around, and it was just it's a weird feeling. Obviously, it's an FA Cup third round replay. We're expecting what could be a record low crowd for Newcastle in a competitive fixture, at least in the Premier League era. And it's weird. It doesn't quite feel like a proper match day yet. But we're sat in a fancy room with fancy food, and it doesn't, you know, not in the stands yet. In terms of the football, it's Rochdale, man. We're at home to Rochdale. We should just enjoy this and hopefully just like breeze through them 2-0 or 3-0. But you can't even take that as red, so I don't know, Mickey. At this point, I don't know. I'm trying not to think about the match too much yet.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I've got a horrible feeling about a day, which I'm not going to voice too much on, because it would be so bleak if what I think is going to happen comes true. What Newcastle United need, and there's a few players in the squad desperately need, is just a really convincing, like, out-and-out win. Good few goals. Joe Linton should score a hatful, really. And it could be the turning point for players like him. And I was saying to Si on the way in, we kind of hope that Carroll doesn't score today, because I don't want it to be in front of a very, very low crowd. So we'll see. I think in reality, Newcastle should have far too much for this Rochdale side, but just because it's fucking Newcastle in the cup under Mike Ashley, you never know. So
yeah, it depends on the lineup, obviously, which we'll have in about 20 minutes. Not of recording time, obviously, but it's Joe Linton, hopefully, if he plays, we'll get his goal. If not, whoever does play should score, really. Anyone in the squad should still score against Rochdale. It's got banana skin written all over it, as Newcastle games like this always do. However, I've never bought into this thing that a cup run can be bad for you. It's good for morale. It'll get the crowd back on side, who have turned nasty in recent weeks. Start a cup run. We've got Oxford in the next round, a chance to get the fifth round. Even if we scrape into the FA Cup fifth round, people will start talking. People will start coming to games with a bit of hope, a bit of optimism, because you're three matches away from Wembley. You know, how quickly could this season turn its head if that became reality? Just need to avoid a couple of big teams in the next few rounds. And this team, albeit as decimated as it is by injury, can still beat most of the sides around us in a one-off fixture if we play well. So the FA Cup, we've got to hang our hats on it a bit this season, because the league's kind of going down the toilet really quickly. But we're still 6 points clear of relegation. So if we're not going to throw everything at the next couple of rounds of the cup, when are we ever going to? Because normally at this stage in the season, we're looking at the relegation in the face. So somehow Bruce isn't in that position. So hi, Mickey. It's a mixed emotions at this stage, but
there's bread bun.
Thanks, man. And here's Mickey's vegan spread. Bread bun and spread. Look at that.
Thanks, man.
We'll be back when we've got the lineup.
Stop or pause.
Pause. Team's out. It's kind of what we expect to see. It's a fairly strong side. Darlow in goal, which not to be unexpected in the third round of the cup. He's obviously going to give him a run out. Other than that, it is a strong team. It's probably getting on for the strongest side he could put out. I'm not certain on the formation. It looks like it should be 4-4-2, but there's a chance it could be 5. with either Kraft at centre-half and Hayden at right-back, or Hayden at centre-half and Kraft at right-back. I suspect, though, it's a 4-4-2. Si, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, to me, yeah, Richie's going to slot straight back in at left-wing-back, isn't he? Yeah, yeah, that's why he plays. It's either Kraft at right-wing-back and Hayden in centre-half, or the other way around. I think it's probably Hayden in the back three. Bruce has given up on trying any of the formation, I think, so it'll be the same 5-3-1-1 or whatever you want to call it. Joe Linton starts again with Almiron and Atsu, who was unreal the first half against Rochdale away, and then when they brought on that 17-year-old kid who scored against Man U, he was nullified entirely by this young lad. But you know, he's also a lad who's barely kicked a ball all season, so he ran out of energy by 50-60 minutes. Hopefully he's a bit more match fit and he can give 70-80 minutes and we might be able to hang on to a 1 or 2 goal lead. Realistically, that is it's still a very strong team. Lascelles is back in as captain. Lejeune is a world class centre half. You know, the two Longstaffs, me and Dodgy said before the Rochdale away game that Matty Longstaff's main goal of that day was to prove that he was better than that level, and he did. He looked head and shoulders above anyone in the League One side, so he's proven he's better than these. Sean Longstaff needs a good game. I don't know if it's fitness or what, but he's looked a bit off it. But yeah, that team there should have no problem just putting these away and not even making like a ridiculous difficult game of it.
Yeah, it should be absolute bread and butter stuff in Newcastle today. Fingers crossed it is. I'm surprised to see Almiron. I really am surprised to see Almiron. Like, it shows you Bruce's intent though that Almiron's playing, because he hasn't stopped playing football for like 2 fucking years or something now. Like, he must be knackered.
Yeah. One thing I'd say about Almiron is he just doesn't look like he's going to get injured. Like, he's just got it in him. I'm touching the wood. But you know, he's clearly not injury prone. He's played pretty much every game since he came here, and he runs at full pelt, and he's chasing back, and he's crunching tackles. He doesn't seem to get hurt. Like, he's made of the right stuff as a footballer. And I can imagine, unlike some of our squad of players, he's probably not getting pissed over Christmas and stuff. He's probably looking after himself, eating properly, just seeing his family and that. I can't imagine him being a knacker.
And honestly, family as well, honey.
Yeah, and I honestly think that's the reason why the likes of Shelby and Carroll always get injured this time of year, because they won't be looking after themselves over Christmas. They'll be out on all sorts. So yes, Almiron, I don't mind it. And again, it might be just a case of, can we try and blow these out of the water first half and then protect a few players? Can we get 2 or 3 goals ahead? They're not scoring more than 1 goal here. Probably wouldn't score at all. If we can just put this game to bed by half time, rest a couple of players, job done. That's how I have to approach it.
Absolutely. It's a big chance for Joe Linton as well. He gets a starting berth again. He needs to score. He has to fucking score. Like, he really does have to score today. Like, your fingers crossed for him. Like, we're not in the crowd of people singing "You're not fit to wear the shirt" and all that stuff, which is a disgrace, by the way. If you're one of those, you need to stop. I very much want him to do well, and he needs to take his chance today and just get one in the fucking net. Like, it's desperate. Interestingly, on the bench, you've got a young lad called Tom Allen, who's in ahead of Elias Sorensen, the much lauded Elias Sorensen that can't seem to get a game anywhere he goes. It's curious that, and there's something amiss with that kid. I don't know what it is. Like, there's something not quite right there.
I think there's an element of the under 23s isn't like what the reserve used to be. Like, back in the days of Andy Carroll coming through, if someone was banging them in for your reserves, they had a chance. But the under 23s is such a different level now to the you know, the first team squad, that people who bang in goals, you know, in the under 23s league at like Middlesbrough and oppositions like that, who don't really have a reserve squad, it's not really a true test. And you know, it's a telling tale that Sorensen went on loan to Carlisle in League 2, and the barely used him. He's obviously not fancied.
Didn't even get on the bench.
Yeah, maybe he's not training well. Maybe he's being exposed in training. I mean, again, for all his talent, he's a small lad, and you know, games like this probably not suited to him. Rochdale have got 2 massive centre halves. He's not going to come on and make a difference in this sort of game. So it's not there for him. I don't know when it will be the time for him, because if he has got the potential, we've got to either get him to somewhere where he's going to get some playing time, or move him on, because there's no point in. No point in sticking with him if he's not going to get a game soon in a match like this. But I don't know anything about Tom Allen, so I'm not going to pretend to. I don't think we'll see either, unless, like I say, we'll get 2 or 3 goals up and we can bring... The thing is, there's too many players in that starting lineup that you will want to bring off to protect. You want to protect Lejeune. You want to protect Joe Linton, really, because if he does get his goal, get him off and keep him for the next game.
Almiron, I really don't want to see him play 90 minutes just because there's no need. Same with the Longstaffs. I don't know. I'd hardly see the Longstaffs get 90 minutes under the belt because I think they need it. But other than that, there's too many players there who we can't really afford to for any more injuries. And this is another game in an already ridiculously packed fixture schedule that we've had, where players will not have fully recovered from the last game, and they'll still have little niggles on muscles, and if they just twist or turn the wrong way, it'll happen again today. And God knows what they've been doing all week in training. So, it's very important that we see this game off early. Extra time would be a disaster.
It would be a catastrophe. We definitely don't need to worry about Matty Longstaff's fitness, so he's capable of 90 minutes. He'll be running home after the game tonight, like batting no shields. fingers crossed. Feeling a lot more confident having seen the team. Bruce is taking it seriously. I think Newcastle are going to win quite comfortably tonight. 4-0, I'm going to say now. Si, give us your prediction quickly.
2-0.
We'll take it. We're out in the ground. It's 7 or 8 minutes in. 10 minutes in, it is. Stadium's much more full than I thought. I reckon there's definitely more than 20,000. I was predicting a record low. It's not that. The bottom part of the ground's mostly full up on the corners. Can't really tell about the middle of the stand. Rochdale have filled filled the top section, which is more than a good three or four Premier League teams did this year. Bournemouth, I'm looking at you. Less than one block. Totally dominated possession so far, but haven't really created much. Almiron just had a half chance on the edge of the box there, and shot's a bit wayward. Looking like, touch wood, Si, it's looking like it's going to be reasonably comfortable, this. What's your thoughts so far?
This perspective I haven't had since we used to be in the upper corner before Mike Ashley moved the second section down the bottom. We're not far, we're just below that, obviously, but it's not been a spectacle in terms of a football match so far. I'll give that. 15 minutes have passed. Like I say, Almiron's had a little chance at goal, but I mean, we look like the better side. The Longstaffs are controlling it in the midfield like they did in the away leg so far. Atsu's playing, but he's up against the 17-year-old right back who he struggled against second half. I don't really know why Kraft's playing wing back.
I don't know why we're playing five at the back, man.
Yeah. Bruce doesn't want to lose this game. If he loses this game, that's him done. Like, he will not be forgiven if he loses the FA Cup third round at home to Rochdale. So he's obviously terrified of losing, but we need to win this in 90 minutes. We need to get at them, and so far we've been quite timid. It's like we want to let them run out of steam. There goes their the young right back's just like tripped over the ball and it's gone out of play. These are fucking shite, man. They're a League One poor team. And it's a bit worrying that we've not really like looked any better than them so far.
Oh yeah, man, we'll beat them. they've barely touched the ball. Like, we're not even out of first gear yet. Like, I've never ever said that about Newcastle before, but haven't even needed to try yet, and we're dominating it.
I mean,
it'll be comfortable this, mate.
It could be a deliberate ploy from Steve Bruce to the lads. Like, right, in the first 25 minutes, I want to see no sprinting, no injuries. Just get yourselves warmed up as the game goes on. So maybe that's it. Maybe we'll just ease ourselves into the game to prevent injury, which I absolutely back at this point in time. So, yeah. I mean, we don't look under any threat. Like I say, we've got a lot of the ball. We just haven't really had any chances yet. So hopefully it picks up.
Newcastle should have just had a penalty, surely. Like, it looked like an absolute stonewall penalty from here. Keeper fouling out. I don't know who. I think it might be Gillette.
I think the ref's going over to check, is he?
He's not.
Is he doing it? No.
I don't know why it's not going to be here. Give him the throw-in.
Almiron hit the post earlier as well, just before that. We've suddenly come to life, which is good. Richie with a good ball in. I'm cleared. To me, was it Joe Linden? Keeper's just took his legs away and he definitely didn't get the ball, or possibly did and we didn't see it, but it definitely looked like a pen. I don't know if VAR's in.
It is, definitely
for for the replay. It is. It's better. Here's Richie again. Come down the left. Ball in. One goal! There we go. 1-0 Newcastle. Filthy own goal.
How busy Richie is.
Matt Ritchie's claiming it. Joe Linton was never ever getting to that cross, by the way. Yeah. Centre half's had such a mare. 1-0 Newcastle, here we go, never get fourth round.
Another terrible mistake from the defence. like bounces off one of their defenders and just lands in front of Matty Longstaff in the box, who has so much time to just shoot and score.
He looked at the linesman after he scored as if to say, like, normally if you score this easily you're offside, but now obviously they've just dropped the ball to him. He could have taken another two touches.
Oh, it's a touch from him.
Oh yeah, actually we're in view of the screen and he actually, it doesn't drop to him, he spins round with the ball in his foot. It's an actually really good goal.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
Get in, Matty Longstaff. This is just what we needed. Like, it's over, 20 minutes gone, 2,500 Rochdale fans up there look very gutted.
I'm sure they'll have a tremendous time. We just need Joe Linton to score now. Like, all of the lads should just be passing to Joe Linton.
Yeah.
That's all that needs to happen.
Hey! Another defensive error as their Ricardo Cavallo lookalike centre half, who's not as good as Ricardo Cavallo at all, plays it out straight. Almirón in the box. Almirón can't believe how much time he's got. He sort of takes a touch. He feigns two shots and then scores. Like, he had that much time. They've literally gifted us all three goals.
Oh, no, the second one wasn't a gift. That was a massive gift, though. Almirón decides to take like 7 or 8 seconds to score as well.
He's trolled them a bit there, but yes. Starting to feel a little bit of the 2,500 Rochdale fans who've travelled up on Tuesday night, and that the game is completely gone after 25 minutes. But yes, this is positive from Newcastle. In spite of it being a little bit fortunate to come to the goals, we are dominating the game again, as we did in the first half last time. But we're getting the goals. This is over, which is good. Fourth round Newcastle, a bit of confidence, and again, all we want now is for Joe Linden to score. Please, Joe, get yourself a goal.
It's good that Almirón scored again as well. Like, his confidence must be sky high now. Half time, Newcastle 3, Rochdale 0. Been very comfortable. They haven't really had much of the ball. Not a lot of really says a highlight. Exactly what
the lad on the next table just went to the buffet and come back with one profiterole. I just thought it was pretty funny. It's been comfortable. We visibly took our foot off the gas. Maybe it's the last 10-15 minutes, because it's not in doubt now. I wouldn't be surprised to see Almirón brought off very soon, if not already at half time. I don't know who else you take off to protect. Probably Lejeune. There's no need to keep these lads on the pitch, really. I don't think it's a bad thing to give the Longstaffs a full game. Maybe Richie as well. Get him some match fitness. But he might protect Richie, because he's not, you know, he's been out a while. But he does not look like a player who's been out for 3-4 months, is he, Richie? Very sharp. Very. The game's basically been like dictated by him, I would say.
Yeah, it makes you realise, doesn't it, that we've missed him. And we all said it at the start when he first dropped out of the team. We all said we missed Richie, and then Willems came in and did well, and people kind of forgot about that a bit. But you can see now he's back in the side that we do miss him. We miss having him around, and it's quite apparent from this game. He was buzzing when we got the first goal, like proper shouting at the crowd, and like fist pumping and all that. Like, he's just a little raggy. I said to Si about halfway through the first half, imagine how angry he is. Like, he hasn't been able to take his frustrations out on the football pitch for months. Like, he must be foaming.
Yeah, I mean, it showed. I think it was about the 40th minute, 3-0, Newcastle. Basically, it's on the halfway line, nothing's happening. But Matt Ritchie comes flying in, makes like a 5-yard slide and tackle, just when there's just no need to do so. Halfway line, probably going to injure someone, but I mean, yeah, wouldn't blame him. It's nice. It's nice to be in a Newcastle game to watch us just cruising to a nice victory for the first time in a long time. I mean, we've been here and watched us in cup games against terrible teams many, many times before and not deliver. It's nice to see us do it.
Flashback to that Birmingham. Yeah. Birmingham at home losing 5-1, which is one of the worst ever days. We'll come out in the second half. There's probably not going to be a huge amount more to say in this game. Like, we'll coast into victory, maybe score a couple more goals. It'd be nice to see the young lad come on, Tom Allen. I'd like to see him get a game in the centre half, who looks like he might be a bit of a player. So it'd be nice to see those two get a run out, and they definitely need to take Almirón off at half time. Please don't fucking risk it. Like, the way the last couple of weeks have gone, do not risk it.
Final word from me. Jonjo Shelvey has been warming up for most of that half with a snood like up to his eyes, so you can just see like the top half of his head, and he literally looks like he's in an egg cup, just the top of an egg. Ridiculous.
I actually can't see why he'd put Shelby on in this game. I can't see why he'd use most of that bench, like Carroll, Williams, Fernandez, and there's no need to bring any of them on. I guess they were there just in case it got hairy, but the only player, like you say, who should come off the bench is maybe Tom Allen. Give him a game. I mean, give Rob Elliott a game outfield or something, just for the patter. No need to risk any of the lads unless you want to get a bit of fitness in for like your Kieran Clark, who's been out a while. Otherwise, yeah, just let these lads see out the game. But I would really like to see Almirón protected out of all the starting 11. And maybe Lejeune can come off, but I don't know who for. Yeah, Lejeune for Clark maybe for the last half an hour. Otherwise,
yeah, the sensible sub here is Almirón off and the young lad on, Tom Allen. Be great for him to get a game as well, like when it doesn't really matter because we're not going to lose from here. Touch board, of course, it's incassinated, so you never know, but that should be the sub. It should be an easy run into the fourth round, and we've got Woxford, I was going to say Oxford at home. And then the inevitable Liverpool away in the fifth round.
Yeah, I mean, was that was the sound of us slipping on a banana skin? Woxford.
First sub, we got Lascelles off. Young lad Tom Allen on, who right wing back. Looks like.
Okay, yeah, they've moved Croft back into defence. Hayden into centre half, where Lascelles is playing.
First pass goes well.
Four at the back.
It's not. It's five at the back. You've got Kraft moving into centre half, Allen at right back, and Lascelles off.
Oh yeah.
Like, why not just play him in his correct position, and have four at the back? We're 3-0 up against Rochdale. Like, I guess they're going to want to put the effort in the right formation that they're going
to
play.
I mean, if he's got a part to play this season, yeah, it's going to have to be in the position, in the formation we're going to be playing. So if he gets a game, it'll probably be on the right wing or wing back. It's also a position where we've got loads of injured players, so he might be needed. Hayden into like the centre of defence is interesting. Lejeune's moved actually into the centre, Hayden's gone to the left, and Kraft on the right. But yeah, we're still playing the same old formation. But yeah, we've had a good couple of chances this half. We continue to dominate. This is it was hairy first 5-10, but they haven't really looked like scoring. It's not the same as Rochdale away. I mean, their fans are still enjoying themselves. You can hear them.
If anything, they're enjoying themselves far more now than they were in the first half. Almirón comes off for Carroll. Brought off the right player, of course. Carroll's first touch was to bring the ball down from a goal kick against like three defenders, which was tremendous. There's not much more to say as aside. It's been a dull second half.
Poor Joe Linton was probably looking forward to being rested, like getting subbed off, but as he has not scored, he's been left on the pitch. Desperate to get a goal. We're just saying, if Carroll scores here, it doesn't really do Joe Linton any good. If Carroll comes off the bench at Rochdale and gets his goal, and Joe Linton's still just like having a mare, it's not going to help, but bless him, he's still running around as Joe Linton.
I'm not one of these people that buys into the lazy vibe. It's not true. Like, he's not lazy. He's just not been very good. Like, he could do with scoring a good, like, not just a goal tonight. Like, a goal would be all right, but like, if he's good, could like score a really good goal, like a good touch and finish or something like that. Some beat a man and score, like, it would really be a massive benefit for him. So fingers crossed. We've got 27 minutes plus stoppage time. Surely he can get one against Rochdale. Matt Ritchie coming off for Shelby. I thought Ritchie would get a full game. Yeah, he's played well. Looked sharp. Looked really sharp. Hasn't looked like he's missed 3 weeks worth of football, 3 months worth of football. Thanks to Chowdhury, the little prick.
We were saying 5 minutes ago, the only way Joe Linton's going to get a goal is if we hoist Shelby on and try and get him some service. So maybe that's the plan, yeah? He's probably told Jonjo, only pass to Joe Linton, try and get him his goal.
But he's taken off the only other player that was going to cross the ball, hasn't he? Yeah. Like, he's taken off Richie. Basically, we've seen what we're doing now. It looks like Atsu's moved to the left wing back position and Shelby in the centre mid. Yeah, quite a basic one. Fucking get in, Joe Linton scores. Cracking assist from a young lad on the right as well, and Joe Linton runs straight to Bruce. What a fucking belter. Everything we needed from the day has happened.
Really straight. Like, it is weird that our
£40 million centre forward, when he scores the fourth goal in a 4-0 FA Cup home replay at Elchdale, goes running to the dugout and literally like hugs all the coaching staff, every one of them, every Steve got a hug there. But yes, no, I'm delighted for him. He's grafted all night. I'm not, like you just said before, Mickey, I'm not buying this. He doesn't try. He definitely tries. He gets a lot of stick, but it's a good finish. He's got past his defender. He's got to it first. He's slotted it past the keeper. Good finish. And yes, a good assist from Jarlin on the Jarlin.
Tom Allen.
Jarlin plays for Liverpool.
Played for Liverpool.
I've not seen a goal quite like it. Normally when you score 4-0, you almost don't celebrate. You just walk back the halfway line. Not Joe Linden. High fives for all the Steves. But yes, we're buzzing for him. Hopefully that's the monkey off his back. Which is everything we needed from this game has happened. We're in the fourth round. We've got a really nice draw. The lads are all scoring. Joe Linden's got his goal. Matt Ritchie's back. So many positives here. Suddenly, it's good being a Castle fan again, Miggy. How fickle are we?
the first tell me Marvin Markham from the corner just before as well, so here we're going. We're gonna win the cup here today first. Bushell score. Poor defending from the corner, but I'm pleased for that. Pleased for their fans to get one. Don't know if you can hear them, but they're finally making the kind of noise they should have been doing all game. Full time whistle blows, Newcastle United 4. Bushell 1. A very, very comfortable night at St James's tonight. It's been nice to watch. It's great to see Joe Linton get a goal. Almiron scores again, plays very well. Played well in the middle of the park, defended reasonably well, other than conceding that ridiculous goal towards the end. All in all, very positive night, Si.
Yeah, I think we summed it up moments ago. Like, everything that we needed to get out of this game has happened. We're in the fourth round with a nice draw. Joe Linton's got his goal. We've got Carroll who's come back into the team. I mean, I still find it bizarre that Andy Carroll and Jonjo Shelvey missed the Christmas period through unexplained injuries, and suddenly they're fit again after the Christmas party season's over. The pair of them have just been mortal the whole time, but they're back, which is obviously a positive. Lejeune's played, he looked good. Lascelles played 60 minutes, he looked alright. Getting a squad back at just the right time, because we've got some tough fixtures coming up and we can't really be coming out of them with nothing. So a bit of positivity, a bit of confidence, as well as obviously advancing in the cup. The fickle nature of Newcastle means that's pretty much like the world right now. We're class again.
Hi, such is life. Such is life for Newcastle United. But on to the fourth round, and hopefully, unless we do anything mental, on to the fifth round. With the first time under Mike Ashley, first time in 13 years. Up the mags.